Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Cully, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. Between 2 and 3, we've got U3A coming in to tell us what's happened over the term two, I guess it is. Yeah, term two. We'll hear how that went. We'll also hear about what they've got planned for term three and four. So we'll be there for talk to them. And of course, between 1 and 2, we've got our legal hour. Grant Hutchison will be with us. Now, we've already got a few questions for Grant, but if you've got a question not about a case, although I know there are a few questions about a case that's currently going on, but just about any aspect of the law, we'll, if you give Greg a ring on 59615991, 59615991, Greg will only be too happy to take them, and we'll bring them in and we'll talk to Grant about them. But first of all, it's my pleasure to introduce to you Fee. Now, Fee is the chairperson of CCP, which is the Croydon Parish Players, which I'm told you can't call them amateur theatre anymore. You've got to call them non-professional theatre. So welcome, Fee.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for having me on the show. I'll just correct you there. It's CPP Community Theatre, and we used to be known as Croydon Parish Players. It's a little bit confusing, but
righto,
that's the name.
So it's CPP Community Theatre. Right up. So first of all, Fee, we'd like to know a little bit about the person we're interviewing. So at what age and what got you to the idea that you wanted to get involved with community theatre?
Oh, well, that stems a long way back, Alan, to when I was in high school. I went to Mount Waverley Secondary College, and I saw up there, I think it was either Guys and Dolls or Babes in Arms when I was in Year 8, and I went, I want to do that.
But at the school, was it, or was it
It was at the school, yeah, high school productions.
Yep.
So fast forward a bit to, I won't name the year, but it was in the 1900s. and it was year 10, and I auditioned for the Mikado, a classic Gilbert and Sullivan,
yep.
And I scored the role of Caddisha. Which was a fantastic experience. And then I basically took part in each production since that point until I left school in year 12.
Yep. And then obviously you went off and got a job
yep.
I know you're a mum. So did you continue that right through the time, or did you sort of opt out for a number of years and then come back?
You finish school and you leave and you go off and you get a job and you go out and have fun with your friends and all that kind of stuff. But I did get the bug again, and I was like, surely there's, I didn't even know of community theatre at that point. So it was like, I did this in high school, surely there's something out and about somewhere where, you know, this stuff exists.
Yep.
I don't know if it was Google back in the day or might have been Ask Jeeves, but I got onto the old internet because it was around, and I found at that point Nova Music Theatre, based in there in Nunawading, Whitehorse. And I did a couple of shows around the traps with companies that are no longer in existence, because that happens in community theatre as well.
But, yeah, one has just closed down in the last little while. Yep.
Yep. I'd say my next, was Nova Music Theatre when I did My Fair Lady in 2002.
And who was that with? I didn't hear that.
Sorry, Nova Music Theatre.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
Yep.
And they closed down. Yep.
No, they're still going. Though there was another one I did, which, you know, you're young and you'll travel anywhere and across town for theatre. So I was heading over to Preston 2 nights a week for Night Owl Productions to do Hot Mikado, which is a really fun show.
I'm involved in 1812 Theatre in Upper Ferntree Gully. And, in fact, I'll be there tomorrow. I go there every Thursday. But the interview is not about me anyway, but what amazes me, though, is that we'll have a person appearing down at the 1812 Theatre, and then I'll talk to them because I work front of house, and they'll say, I've got my next gig's out at Williamstown, or the next one's out at Preston. And it amazes me, first of all, the level of talent that we've got in the community theatre. A lot of them should be paid, but unfortunately they don't. And just how far these people are prepared to travel to be part of a show.
Definitely. With our current run of shows, I'll say post-COVID, we've had people travelling from, like Essendon Way, the northern suburbs, all coming to well, now we're based in Bayswater North,
yep.
To come and do and rehearse and do shows with us.
So unbelievable. That's amazing. Now, I've got to say, well, just for the people who don't know, we're going to talk about the show that you've got on for the children for the school holidays in a minute. And if you keep a piece of paper and pencil with you, Fee will tell you exactly how you can get hold of tickets for these shows and when they're on. But when did you start to cast this show? How far ago?
We started. It's been a bit of inspiration for a couple of years with me now. Being on committee and the chair of the group, but I probably November last year I sat down. I approached Helen Taylor, who's the director and has extensive experience in working with children in a primary school capacity, yeah. And over the years, and I proposed this to her and I said, "Do you want to come and head it all up?"
Yep.
And and she. She said yes, thankfully, and we jumped on board and we started getting ourselves together. We had our auditions back in February, so we've been rehearsing now for coming up to 6 months.
And a lot of these are young children, young people, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they've from grade one all the way through to year 10. So there's a vast array of ages in there.
And what amazes me is first of all, the amount of talent that's around, as I said before, but B, also that these young people have committed to months and months of work to get it to this stage.
Yeah, and talking about talent, there's obviously talent in the normal adult community theatre world, but to see these young kids and what they can do and the lyrical work and the music and their voices, it's amazing to see. It's really good.
Sounds terrific. Fee, I've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more and we'll be talking more to Fee. And as I said, as we get into the interview, probably towards the 1 o'clock, Fee will give you some contact details, how you can buy the tickets, when they're on. And I'm conscious that this week and next week is school holidays, so it's a great way. There's plenty of things on through the Yarra Valley, but I don't know of any other plays. So if you want to take the grandkids or the kids, great way to go.
We've been mustering stock. We've been culling out roofs. We've been spraying the crops. We've been droving cattle up an old stock route. Now it's Saturday night. We pile in the ute. We're the boys from the bush and we're back in town. Well, the dog's in the back and the foot goes down. We're live members of the Outback Club. We're the boys from the bush come in from the scrub. We've been out in the heat. We've been loading the trucks. We've been fixing fences. We've been choking on dust. We curse the rain. We curse the drought. Now it's Saturday night. Shout. We're the boys from the bush and we're back in town. We get high when the sun goes down. We're live members of the Outback Club. We're the boys from the bush coming from the scrub. We're back in town. Well, we raise hell when the sun goes down.
that was Lee Kernaghan and Boys from the Bush. I've put a couple of country songs in. I've had a request for a couple of, over a few weeks to put in a few country ones. So we've got some other, a lot of newer ones coming up in the over the next 2.5 hours. But I thought we'd just put a couple of country ones in for a bit of fun. Now, I'm talking to Fee, and she's the chairperson of CPP, which is the Croydon Community Theatre down there in Bayswater. And they've got a show on for the school holidays. Now, Fee, we've talked a bit about you and how you got there and a bit about community theatre. So we need to find out a bit more. First of all, what's the name of the show?
The name of the show that we're putting on is Seussical Junior. So
tell us a bit about it. The name tells us nothing.
No, I know. I was about to get there. No, all good. So it's based on the works of Dr. Seuss. So if you're familiar with Dr. Seuss, the Cat and the Hat, Horton Hears a Who, the Whovilles, the Who's from Whoville, and the Lorax, and all of those wonderful, the places you'll go, Green Eggs and Ham, all of it. It's sort of, the overall arcing story is Horton Hears a Who, so it's about him discovering the who's on the speck of dust and putting in the clover and looking after it the whole way through. As it's a junior show, it's specifically designed because it's based on Seussical the Musical, is a full-scale production.
Yep.
And this is a condensed version of it. So it basically takes, there's some things that are cut out from the main story that was put together. And this runs for about an hour and a half, just under.
So, Fee, you said bits of cut out and that sort of stuff. How many people are in the show? How many young people?
We have about 35 cast members.
Jeez, a big cast.
Ranging from the smallest of small to the tallest of tall.
Yeah, you would too. And particularly when you get into high school students, some of them are really big and others are still waiting for their growth spurt, aren't they?
Yep, definitely.
Did you find it hard to get that amount of young people who want to be involved?
Yes and no. We actually had quite a lot of response to our, we do auditions a little bit differently in that we hold an information session. So coming back to the community feel, and one of the things I really love about CPP is that people do travel far and wide to be part of community theatre, but we have a really strong core of people that come back show after show to because they love the feel of the place to do whatever we're doing next. Like, you know, I've been coming back again after 20 years. Like, I sort of discovered this place in 2006 and I stuck around. That was it. I've been, like, a couple of places elsewhere, but other than that, I've stayed here. So a lot of our core members bring, you know, their children along to do the show as well, but we had also a great influx of external members as well, new members to the group, which was amazing.
So I've got to ask you, are your own children involved with the theatre? Have you passed it on to your own children?
Well, passed it on, it was grabbed from me, yes.
No, but they learn it from mum or they don't like it.
Yeah, well, my eldest she's a theatre nut. She takes part, does a lot of like YABC Stage School Australia performances, which is, so she's just all over it, and is involved with this show as well. My middle daughter is also involved in as an ensemble member, and she's doing fantastically.
Right. So your youngest one's not interested?
Well, he auditioned. He's done some of the theatre stuff too, and he loves it. Like, you'll sing around the house and whatever. But he came to one rehearsal and he went, no.
And that was it.
He's not going to
be a long term, a bit like mum, is he?
He's not quite there yet. But you know, you do these things because you want to, and if that's not his shtick, that's not his shtick.
And it's possible it might not be. Just because you like it and your two daughters like it doesn't necessarily mean that son's going to like it. He might prefer to kick the football or something else.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know. The husband does theatre of his own kind with his wrestling, but we won't go there.
No, we won't touch that.
So you might, yeah.
But one of the things too that we should emphasise or talk about now, which never gets talked about whenever we talk about community theatre, you've got 35 young people that are going to come on stage and people are going to turn up and see them. But you've got heaps of other people, haven't you, behind the stage. You've got people who are going to build some sets for you. You've got somebody to teach them singing and dancing and all that sort of stuff. And stage management and moving props and all that. So how many people would you have involved in this production, counting them all up?
Any of our shows, we for the 30-odd people that you see on stage, there is three times that behind the scenes. So that's ranging from your director right through your choreographer and production team to your stage manager, your lining tech crew, backstage people. We also, with our shows, we have a front of house.
I was going to say this front of house too.
Tea and coffees, showing people to their seats. And we also have a point of difference where we have car parking directors, if you were. When you get to the venue, you're meeted and greeted from someone from the get-go who, makes you feel welcome and special for coming along to see the show. Directs you to your car park, and then you're guided the whole way through, right through to your seat in the theatre.
We've been to a lot of theatres over the years, community theatres, and still go. It's the only one I've ever seen where they have car parking. People normally you just got to find your own spot, and some of them the car parks, particularly down Morty Alec Way, there's just no car park, and you can walk for half a kilometre. But I got to say that's something I've noticed about CPP, that there's always someone there to show you how to where you should park.
We're really proud of that point of difference. It's a struggle to find these extra people to fill these roles.
Yep.
I guess with the children's show, the kids are committed to the show. And one thing we set from the get-go was that the parents or the guardians, our tributes, as we call them, they had it to be committed also and volunteer someone from the family to help with the set building or costume making. We've got a special job which we call parent wranglers.
What do they do?
They make sure the kids are where they need to be. When it's time to come on for their cues or the costume changes are made or whatever needs to happen. And then of course extra people for front of house and car parking and wherever we need them. So when I said we had a lot of families involved, regular returning members. So, I'm one of those. My two of my children are involved.
Yep.
The stage manager who also built the set, who was around leading the set, her two daughters are involved. Mm. It's a real family vibe and, parents coming to help along backstage and the rest of it.
Terrific. I got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more Talking to Fee. And as I say, pretty soon we'll start to hear how you can buy some tickets.
A little less to feed, mama, fill your head with drama that you don't really need. You do the deed, no need to compete. So switch it off if you wanna ride with me down Iguana. Do these stories, mi cama, I'm made for me and you. My dreams, they all come true. You know I see it through. Get a boo, you know I speak to you.
If you're seeing me around, then I can kick it with you. Get a ticket with you, dreaming bigger with you. If you hear this song around, until I'm coming home, nobody gets it but you. Still feeling all alone. This feeling's boring, I know. A different city now, though. Who would have thought that all this time I lose control through the night? Because you see me fight, you done me right. I wasn't wrong, but you got me to say goodbye now. You're seeing me around, and I can kick it with you. Get a ticket with you, dreaming bigger with you. If you hear this song around, you think it's all about you.
Yes, it's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. Yes, it's all about you.
something about you. Yeah, there's something about you. Shorty hit the number, she wanted me to come up. When I hear you say, I might stay here for the summer. 3-digit the ringtone, lipstick on my velo. When I'm waking up, I hope your number's on my pillow.
Listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's about 27 minutes to one. And a quick reminder, of course, if you missed any of this interview or any of the interviews that I'll be doing today over the next 2.5 hours, or any of the past interviews, we've got hundreds of them on our website, the three W's, yarravalleyfm.org.au. And you, on the front page, you click on podcasts, and then you go over to the second page where you'll see my smiling face, and under that, Community Connections, and there's probably about 600 or 700 interviews there that I've done. So have a look, and there's many, many areas that we've covered over the years. But we're talking to Fee from CCP, which is a community theatre down in Boronia. Fee, apart from you, well, yeah, you've given us the name of the show, but you haven't told us much about the actual show itself.
Yep. So it's I was just my.
You should know it off by heart. Not looking it up.
I'm not looking it up. Don't give my secrets away. No. Well, it's about the show itself. So it's based on the story of Horton Hears a Who. So you're And it's narrated by the Cat in the Hat. And he starts having this conversation with a boy.
Yep.
Who they're both sort of, he's narrating the story to the boy, which later on turns out to be Jojo, when the cat pretty much throws him into the story, because he's like, because the boy goes, what happens next? He goes, well, now you enter, you're into Whoville, and yep. You're in trouble with your parents because you've been having big thinks. And it goes from there. So that's where, you know, Horton's discovered that there's Whoville on this speck of dust, which he's vowed now to protect from this point moving onwards. And then you get into this really beautiful piece where the jungle citizens think Horton's a Fruit Loop, because yep. He's talking to a talking to a speck of dust. What the hell's wrong with him?
Not hard to think he's a Fruit Loop.
And there's a couple of really strong characters. The main one being the sow kangaroo, who tells him in no uncertain terms, "What the?" Which was a role that I myself played with CPP or Croydon Parish Players back in 2008, and is old. Very fun role to play, so it's good to see her back on the stage. The jungle thinks Horton's a fool. He's protecting the speck of dust, and, you know, Jojo's over here feeling like, you know, they're in trouble because, you know, they're having these big thoughts and thinks, and their whole world's going wherever it's going. And they feel, and you land on this key moment of alone in the universe, where, you know, we've all been there. Like, we're just like, we just feel alone and no assistant. It's all left to us. But that's where they find each other. And it's one of those goosebumpy moments in the show that you just, yeah, it's really beautiful.
Is there a particular age group that the show is aimed at, Fee?
I'd say everyone. You'll be there's catchy tunes. You'll be like the kids, as my youngest who opted out after one rehearsal that didn't want to be part of the show, is still singing the songs and rehearsing along with my other two at home.
So, apart from
my husband, who's not involved either.
So apart from the if the grandparents or the parents bring the kids along, they're going to enjoy the show as well, aren't they?
If you're familiar with the Dr. Seuss books and you've read the books, and
most people are
thinking back, you know, it's the grandparents reading them to your own kids when it was just you and them, story time at night. You're gonna love the show. It's so colourful, so musical, so bright, and the talent that we've got in all of the roles. You're just going to love it.
Well, I guess one of the things too at the moment, it's not hard to feel a bit down when you've got dark, wet days like yesterday, and I think tomorrow's going to be about the same. It's great to get somewhere where there's a bit of joviality and you walk away feeling good about everything in the world, don't you?
Yes, exactly. It'll definitely take your mind off your troubles, and you'll be theatre for me has become, a creative outlet, and we all have stuff going on in our lives. And sometimes I don't even want to get to rehearsals because of the day I've had or life, as we call it. But when I get there and I walk through the door and I start doing what I need to get doing, whether that's in a directorial way or learning what I need to, singing, dancing, choreography or blocking, I walk out going, I'm glad I went. So, even to sit there and watch it, you will have the same reaction, I am sure.
And what got you on the committee? Just tap on the shoulder and someone said, we need people?
Well, I joined the group back in 2006 for Les Mis, which was their 50th year production.
Yep.
And there was one particular lady who had been around for a long time. Her son's actually directing Urinetown, which is the show we're doing later on in the year. So I've known him since yay high type thing.
Yep.
And she said tongue in cheek to me, oh, give it 5 years and you'll be on committee.
That happens.
And I was like, yeah, right, whatever. But sure enough, end of 2010, I joined committee.
Yep.
And I've essentially been there ever since, and this will be my this is my second term as chair, so if my fourth year as chair of the group.
Way to go. Got to take a quick break, Fee, and we'll be back with more. Now, when we come back, Fee's going to tell you when it's on, the costs, and how you can book some tickets. Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 15 minutes or a quarter to one. And, of course, at 1 o'clock we'll have the legal of us. We'll have the news and weather, and then we'll have Grant Hutchins from Hutchinson Legal to come in and answer all the legal questions that we've got. We've got a few for him and we've got a few to take away. So welcome, Grant, if you're listening. We'll talk to him. And then between 2 and 3, I've got Hillville U3A coming in to talk to us about what's been going on and what will be going on there for the rest of the year. But at the moment, we're talking to Fee down at the CPP Community Theatre. Nearly missed myself up. All right, Fee, you've got people excited. How are they going to buy the tickets? When are they on and how much are they, plus?
So we open this Friday, which is
already
really
open, or this Friday?
No, this coming Friday, the 11th is up the date. I am sorry, but I am so out of dates at the moment because it's we're in a fun time for those who know community theatre. It's called Production Week.
Well, it's the 9th today, so you Friday's the 11th. Yep.
It's Production Week, which is a crazy time because you've got bumping and tech rehearsals and dress rehearsals and all the rest of it. So we're one dress rehearsal down. We've got another dress rehearsal tonight, and the doors open on this Friday for a 7:30 show. The show is on at Boronia K-12, which is based in, funnily enough, in Boronia, yep. At the Performing Arts Centre that they've got there. Where can you get tickets?
Let's go back a stage.
Oh, jumping ahead.
you've told them you're opening Friday, but not everybody can go Friday, so you need to tell them where the show's on.
So this is why you're sitting there guiding me. Yes, so we have 8 performances. So there's a show on Friday night. We have 2 shows on Saturday, which are matinee at 2 p.m. and then an evening show at 7:30 again, and then another show on Sunday, which is
A matinee too,
which is again at, so that's Sunday the 13th, and that's again at 5 p.m., so it's a twilight show, so a bit later in the day.
Yep.
Then we cross again to, so we have a bit of a break, which is one day, and then we have another performance on Tuesday night at 7:30, which is Tuesday the 15th. And then we're off and back again on Thursday the 17th and 18th for 2 evening shows. And then we close on a matinee on Saturday the 19th at 2 p.m.
Right. Now, how much are the tickets and how are we going to get them?
So to get tickets, you need to go to our website, which is... or how did you put it? The 3 W's?
Yep.
cppcommunitytheatre.com.au.
Now, that's all one word, isn't it? The CPP Community Theatre. Yep.
Yep, so that's cppcommunitytheatre.com.au. And on there you'll see a link on the main page to, it'll say, get your Zeusical tickets here. You click on that and it'll take you through to our ticket booking service, where you can go through all the steps and processes to arrange your tickets.
Price range.
All tickets are $36, except for juniors who, when we say juniors, we're saying we're saying 6 and under, which are a slightly cheaper rate.
Right. All right, so that's starting off this Friday, 7:30, and going through until Sunday, and then Tuesday of next week, Thursday through to Saturday.
Yeah, and finishing on the Saturday. And it's, in case you do know anyone in the show that you're coming to see, it's important to note that we have a split cast. So we have, for 4 performances, we have one particular cast doing it, which is Team Nest, and then for the other 4 performances, it's Team Clover. We've got stuck with the themes there. That's all that information on who's, if you're coming to see someone in particular, is on our booking website.
All right, we've got to take one more quick break and then we're going to come back because I believe that you're going to do an adult production later in the year, so we'll just find out a little bit about that. But we'll be back in a couple of minutes' time.
skin in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, and I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing, and you found that you're a separate man. And your family all come calling, slap you on the back and say,
I must say, I took that song out of Frankie Van's file. So Frankie is on, does the, I forget what he called himself, the world's greatest brekkie session on a Friday morning. And then, of course, he does Friday afternoon drive as well. So always a great show to listen to Frankie. And I should mention, if you really want to hear a funny podcast, if you go on to Community Connections and go down until the last interview I did for 2024 and also 2023, where I had Santa Claus on. Fantastic. That'll be one of the funniest things you'll ever listen to. Fee, now these shows all cost money to put on. And
they do.
At times you can't charge enough to cover all the costs. So how do you raise the rest of your money?
So we do a lot of fundraising. So we have, you know, the annual Bunnings barbecue where we can get it and, you know, sell a few snags and whatnot. And we have a mid-year fundraiser that we host, which is normally like a trivia night or variety night. But we also have an opportunity for sponsorships. So, and that's calling, you know, as we've said, it takes a village to do these things and we've got our core group of members that we have. But as you say, we need the funds to be able to do it. So, and you know, it's not just for our members that we give a great, outlet, like I've sort of touched on before and, you know, place to go that feels like home for them, but it's also for the community. It distracts you from what's going on in your world and yeah, it gives you a good night out. So, yeah, so sponsorships is, you know, we're on our website, there's some information, in regards to it, and what does that give you as a potential sponsor?
So do you have various levels of sponsorship?
We do. We have various levels that we've worked out, but we're also open to negotiations. So if you just want a program spot and can't do much more than that, well, you know, we can tailor a package to your needs.
And that's details are all on your website.
Details are on our website, and from there you can reach out to us via the contact details provided there. just email chair@cppcommunitytheatre.com.au if you have any questions. We are, our sponsorships are also tax deductible.
Oh, that's handy.
There's that added benefit as well.
Yep. Now, as with all theatre groups, you're not just there for the young people. We're talking about this one in particular because it starts Friday and the school holidays are on for the next week. And so there's shows all through next week from Tuesday and Thursday and next weekend as well. But no doubt you will be doing an adult show during the before the year's out.
So this year, Seussical is actually our second show for the year.
Oh,
so normally we do a play and a musical. So our play this year was we tackled the Bard's work and we staged Macbeth, which was a really great show. And, yep. And there's some photos and stuff of that on our website for you to look at for your listeners if they're interested. So Seussical Junior is our first junior production that we've done in at least... It's first in my time, so and a lot longer before that. So at the same time, it's sort of overlapped between our normal production schedule. So we're also rehearsing and had auditions and now into rehearsals for our normal musical, which is being staged in October, which is Urinetown the Musical.
Urinetown conjures up some terrible thoughts, but what's that about, Fee?
It's about it's a relatively new musical based on the idea of when you go to Europe and you have to pay to use the toilets. So the writers were inspired by that. So they've conjured up this dystopian, not so far distant future where there's a complete drought and there's no water for anything. So you have to pay for the privilege to pee. So And there's it's got a lot. It's a very satirical musical. There's a lot of political themes that we would all probably just really recognise in this day and age, in this political climate.
Yep.
Not to talk politics.
No, I never do.
The Urine Good Company, which is headed up by Mr. Cladwell, and he's basically the stickler and whatnot. And then you've got the poor and the oppressed. Who are having to pay for the privilege to pee, and there's a rebellion, and, you know...
That sounds good.
Do we end up with a happy future, a happy ending? I don't know. you'll have to come and see. But the music in it is also a parody of all musical genres. So you've got your Les Mis type song, you've got your Fiddler type song, you've got your Guys and Dolls type song. It's all in there.
You'd be too young to remember, but I can remember when I was a kid down in where the GPO used to be in Swanson Street, I think the corner of Swanson and Burke. There were toilets downstairs there, and you used to have to pay.
Well, that is before my time because I've never had to pay in Melbourne.
There was a guy down there. There was a person. I presume there was a lady in the ladies, but there was a guy down there collecting. I can't remember how much it was, but you just have to pay. You'd go. I think the toilets, if you look at the ground, you can still see where they were. You went downstairs, there was a toilet down there, right under the footpath in Swanson Street. And I can remember as a kid having to wait while Dad went through his pockets to find some money to pay so we could go in the toilet. Fee, unfortunately, it's time to go. We've the 1 o'clock news is starting to knock on the door here on the computer. So CPP, Community Theatre, all one word, .com.au, CPP, yep. Community Theatre.
You can also find us on the socials. We have a Facebook page which you can follow and Instagram and TikTok.
Should have asked for that. So have a look. It's a great way to fill in an afternoon and sometimes it's hard to find something to do with the grandies, but this will be a great way and they come away. Fee, I've got to go. Thank you very much
No, thank you very much, Alan. It's been lovely to chat.
And I'll talk to you later on. Thanks, Fee.
See you, mate.
Bye.